Alright, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 5. This episode's gonna be longer than usual, but it's actually just one segment. It's just me and Reese talking once again. We talk about childhood stories, so basically anything from 2 minutes ago to our birth. So, hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you guys, like doing just, like, this one segment kind of stuff, because I might do it more, because it was actually a lot of fun. And if you're listening on Spotify, follow me or whatever, and, I don't know, be sure to follow my Instagram, Mr. Wolf Talk Time. I do a lot of stuff there that includes you guys, so you can, like, talk to me there, like, you can DM me, and you can ask questions, and I might just answer them. So, I hope you guys enjoy this. I certainly did. And, yeah, I'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
hello.
I got it.
Is it working? All right, nice. Okay. Charisse, do you know why you are here talking to me?
Not really.
Okay, so when you're on this podcast and you're talking to me, it's what we call you. It's called hitting rock bottom. Okay.
Oh dear.
So it means you know you've recently peaked and now it's just all going downhill. But no, the real reason you are here is to have a conversation with me, obviously, because it's a podcast.
Wow.
About our childhood stories. Now, for us, that basically means anything from our birth to 2 hours ago. So, would you like to lead with something here?
I gotta think. You got anything?
I mean, I have a few ideas, but I'm kind of saving this for a minute.
Well, if we're counting this, that we're still in our childhood. I just cut my hair. That's a story. My mother cut my hair. It's really short.
It's really short.
It's short. It's it was like she cut like 4.5 inches off.
Okay, that's out of like the 1,000 inches you already have. So
this is true. My hair's short. But it's short.
I mean, yeah. No.
Oh my God, Dominic, don't judge me.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if I've told this one. I probably have. But my sister fell out of a window. We were pretty little. I was maybe 5. No, I was older than that. Anyway, this was when we lived in Kansas City, and we were at a hotel in Wichita. And it was like the day after Thanksgiving. I think it was Black Friday. And they had this, like, you know, the air conditioners built on, like, the walls on the bottom. Mm-hmm. We like to stand on, like, right below the window. And we like to stand on that because it was a really good view. I don't remember exactly where it was, but there was, like, a lakey thing. A large water thing. Yeah. And we looked over it, and it was kind of like the situation with Jack and What's-Her-Face on the Titanic. Jack and Rose.
Rose.
Where, you know, they couldn't just both fit on the door. No, it had to be one or the other. So, we were arguing about this, by the way. I guess it's not what actually happened, but it's exactly how I remember. So, I was an eyewitness. So, we were arguing about who got to stand on there, and we were both on the ground at the time, and she put her hands on her hips. She said, "Let's settle this the old-fashioned way." And then she stepped up onto the air conditioner as she was saying it. So anyway, she was saying, "Let's settle this the old-fashioned way," and she falls. And it was actually interesting because she had, like, no injuries except for, like, a scratch on her palm, and that was about 2 stories high.
What?
She fell in a bush that was surrounded by concrete, pretty much. So, like, she had, like, fell off at, like, a slightly different angle. She will go and splat. But my dad, I remember looking down there, like seeing her. I remember my dad rushing down like the emergency exit stair type things. I saw him like hop over the rail, and I looked down the window. I remember seeing my dad almost there to catch her. Like he was so quick. Like it
Really?
ended up had like a wrist or something injury, from jumping down the stairs to get to her. So he injured himself more badly than she did. And then when like the receptionist at the hotel, she called like paramedics, and they were like strapping her down to a board or whatever, like to take her in an ambulance on like the hotel bed. And I remember there were so many people surrounding her, I couldn't see her. All I could hear was her screaming. And in my head, I was like, "This is what I saw happening." It was a situation like, "What's this? Lily is evolving into a monster." I hugged my mom and I cried because I thought she was turning into a monster.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I thought she was like, maybe like the bush was radioactive or something, and she was becoming a monster.
It's kind of funny.
Guess that's definitely not what happened. Now everyone says that I pushed her, and I'm like, listen, I didn't push her. But if there's credit to be taken, I will take it.
Oh my gosh. You'd be the one to take the credit. I thought of
Okay,
one.
it's yes or no.
It's not as interesting as that. I'm just gonna admit it.
Okay.
But we were talking about injuries of either siblings or ourselves. This is one up to myself. So I don't even know what grade I was in. I think I was in third grade. I had a basketball game, and in the like the very beginning of the game, I'm gonna sound like a wuss right here, but I jammed my pinky really bad and I broke it. My pinky, yes.
Your pinky, how did you jam it?
I don't, the ball, I really don't remember. It was just.
Like you hit the ball and you tried to stop the ball with your pinky, like Superman with a train.
Well, apparently I tried to grab the ball,
You
and
tried to.
my pinky did not want to grab the ball. It just wanted to poke the ball.
Oh, you forgot to put your pinky guards on before the
Yeah,
game.
that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that was like the very beginning of the game. I just stayed in because I honestly, adrenaline rush, didn't feel it till like a couple minutes later. So I keep
I
playing the
mean,
game.
a third grade basketball game. I mean, how could that last longer than a couple minutes, though?
Okay, I'm very offended. I was great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just wait. I was killer. So I keep playing. And then my pinky starts to like throb and it's swelling and I can't like move it. So then eventually I go out of the game. I didn't ask to come out for some reason. I don't know, I'm a wuss or something.
That's
And
just,
but I tell my coach and he decides to say suck it up and draws a smiley face on it with a black Expo marker. And then I go back in the game. I wasn't crying at all during this time. I was just kind of there. It was
I
like,
call crap on that.
ouch, this hurts. Okay. So we just played the game. We won. Thanks to Ma. Actually, probably not. But we won. And then I go over to my mother. I almost said mother. And,
For white people, that means
like,
mom.
she's like, okay, we gotta go to the emergency room. And I was like, what? And then I start crying. It's like, okay, that's fun.
Like when a baby falls and you know they're fine, but you're like, oh no, is he okay? And they're
And
like,
then they start crying.
oh, this is a big deal. I must be really hurt. And then they start crying. It's that kind of thing.
That was fun. We were supposed to play. I was supposed to play another game after that too, but nope. I gotta go to the emergency room. I had a cast for like, and the cast went to like almost my elbow, for my pinky.
From your pinky to your elbow.
For my pinky. Like I have a picture of me, sitting in the emergency room, my Hot Shots uniform on, my little skinny headband, very upset. With it wasn't a cast yet. It was like a splint.
Move your controller away from the mic because it's annoying, and I care about the quality of my podcast for my viewers.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, this is a high quality production. Okay, I'm paying people to edit these, okay?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm too poor to do that. Speaking of poor, I've almost made. I'm on the road to 50 cents made with these. All right, this is.
Oh, wow. It's
going to be an episode 5, I think. Man. This will be an episode 5, I think. So, who knows? Maybe we'll get there before episode 5. Well, at episode 5. Just got to litter this with ads. So, yeah. Okay. Okay, I remember, like, from my childhood, early childhood, I remember, like, just the most random things that are irrelevant, don't matter, and will never matter. But I remember for, I think it was my 4th grade music concert, we did a ton of songs. That's how I learned the 50 states in alphabetical order. I could still tell you right now. But there's another song called Happiness. And you know how, like, sometimes you have to say words differently?
Oh, God.
And, like,
you told me this
music and stuff? Yeah. My music teacher, this guy, he was, I'm pretty sure he was pretty young. I had a lot of music teachers, like, in my elementary years. I really feel like they just couldn't get the right one. But he said, okay, so when you guys sing the word happiness in the song called Happiness, it's terrible. So here's what me, a completely, you know, genius of a man, will have you guys do. You will say happiness, but you'll, like, emphasize on the P. So it's happiness. So for a parent, watch their 4th grader basically yell the word penis for a good 3.5 minutes with their peers. It doesn't exactly make the greatest music concert.
Oh, my God.
But, now I kind of want to talk about some of my other music teachers. This was all in, like, one school that I went from, like, half of 1st grade to the end of 4th grade, okay? There was that teacher. He seemed young. Kind of short, maybe, like, early to mid-20s. There's another one who refused to get us chairs, which is fine, because we're little kids. But he's also, like, you know, 69 feet tall. So, and me, because everything's in alphabetical order in grade school. So, like, I was in the front of the room, and he was, you know, basically an NBA player, but he was white, so that doesn't really work out.
Oh, my God.
He was, like, right in front of me talking. He had a really loud, deep voice, too. So I, like, had to look almost straight up to see him for, like, a good 40 minutes of class. And it was the worst. Because, like, dude, the rest of the day, my neck would hurt, and it sucked. Also, with the young music teacher, I remember we played a game where, like, we all sat in a circle. We sung a song and we rolled a ball to each other. And then when we were done singing the little tune, someone would say something about something. I don't remember. But I remember part of it was, gay, gay, ellie, ellie, roll it away. And the funny part was there was someone in our class named Aaliyah. And if you were listening, it was gay, gay, Aaliyah, Leah. And
oh my God.
She was so sad about it. Fun fact, I used to have a crush on her. And maybe a couple years ago, I looked back at the yearbook and I'm like, her nose is really weird. And yeah.
Are you for real?
So, yeah. And, so yeah, she always felt awkward, and that was kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie. Also, there was another music teacher. She reminds me kind of Adele. Kind of like Adele. I don't know. She seemed like that kind of person. But I guess she had like this 16-year-old daughter or something. I mean, I think, Reese, you out of anyone would know that having a 16-year-old daughter does not sound like the greatest thing. And
I mean,
sometimes. I feel like she wasn't our music teacher for very long, because I'm pretty sure she thought we were like her therapist or something. Because I remember her ranting for at least half of class almost every day. I remember this one time in particular, it stood out to me, where she was like, she was sitting on a stool and she was like, "All right, kids, listen here. Today we're going to learn a valuable lesson." No, of course this is not about like music class, because why would it be? She's only a music teacher. So she's teaching us a valuable lesson about how to always say thank you. Because she was like, "All right, guys. So my daughter turned 16 over the weekend, and I threw her a big old sweet 16 party." And she went on and on about how her present was super expensive, and the party, and the food, and everything. And she was like, "So if you subtract the 11, multiply the 29, and then add the 54. Yeah, it was about $5,000 in total I spent that weekend on her. And you know what she said? She never even said thank you. Do you guys know what it's like to spend $5,000 on one person in one weekend with a teacher's salary?" She didn't say that, but she was thinking it. She's like, "So kids, always remember to say thank you."
It's a great story.
Thank you. Any thoughts about that?
I never had really any, and actually I did have a crazy teacher, but she wasn't that crazy.
Oh, I want to hear this now.
But I did have another teacher. Honestly, I loved her. But this one time, we were, I don't even know what we were doing. This is in kindergarten. Okay. Yeah, I will never. What were we doing? She had like a, what is that thing that artists like write on? Like the big
canvas?
Not a canvas, but it's like on a wooden like pedestal almost.
Well, they draw on the canvas, but they have like the
what is it called?
I get what you're trying to, yeah, we'll just call it a stand.
Yeah, she had the stand thing. And she was like teaching something. I don't know, I wasn't paying attention probably. And I was sitting next to this other guy who, like, he's gonna watch this podcast. His name's Carson.
Okay.
And he was talking to somebody else. I don't even know who. And I was just tying my shoe. And mind you, we were, like, as far as you can get from the teacher at the time. She was, like, all the way across the classroom.
Yeah.
And you know, in kindergarten, did you ever have, like, a card pulling system?
Yeah, like drawing specific from a cup or something like that.
No, like.
Yeah, but like, they just draw a random name, basically.
No.
Oh.
So every day you'd start on a green card. This is how my
old. Oh, was. Yeah.
And then if you did something bad, in kindergarten you got like a stick thing. I don't know why that happened. And then you went to yellow, and then you went to red. And then if you got red again, your parents would be called.
Yeah.
And I got the greens almost every day because I am a god child. Mm-hmm. But today,
goody tissues.
The pastor did not want me to have a green card for some reason. So I'm just tying my shoe over here, and she goes. She randomly like turns around to where Carson, the other probably guy, and me were sitting all at this table. And she goes, "Who's talking? Reese, go pull a card." I'm like, "What?" I didn't even say anything. I just went and did it. But I was so upset. I was like, "I didn't talk. It was the other guy." Do I sound like a guy to you?
Do you really want me to answer?
Honestly, in kindergarten, probably.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that everyone's voice is the same in kindergarten.
Oh, I was so mad.
But that reminds me. I remember being the most goody-two-shoes kid ever in elementary school. Let's see. I was on a green card or higher every day of my life except for 2 days. Yeah, sometimes some places they did hire, like, the highest one was like black in kindergarten. And I remember on like the third day of school, I was doing so good that this wasn't like kindergarten. My teacher was like, "Dominic, go up your card or whatever." I'm like, "Hell yeah, I'm the best kindergartner in this school. Hashtag class pet." And I look at it, I'm like, "Oh my God, I am the chosen one." Because I looked at my card, I bumped it up, like I swapped the card with the one behind it because she puts them in order. And I had the black card. And she looked over at me. She was like, "Oh my God, the prophecies are true." She was like, "Well, Dominic, you are our first person on black." And I was like, "Why, thank you, Miss Lammers. You are the greatest teacher ever. But more importantly, I'm the best student ever. Thank you." And I feel like that moment was just like a defining moment in my life. I never felt so good about myself more than that moment in time there.
I'm not surprised.
But let's talk about the times when I had to have my card marked. And I went down to yellow cards. So the first time, I think I was in second grade, everyone did terrible in their specials class. We got like a 1 out of 4. So at the end of the day, the teacher told us to all put them up, like, bump our card down.
Wow,
And
she was not in the mood to care.
I was. Reese, this is gonna be embarrassing, but I was a second grader, so whatever. I was so disappointed. My record for being the perfect child, the class pet, everyone's favorite nerd, was destroyed. I walked out of the building that day crying. When my mom picked me up, she was like, "Dominic, what happened? Did you get beat up? Were you mugged by a gang in Wichita, Kansas? Were you peer pressured into doing drugs?" It's like, "My teacher marked my card." And then my teacher just so happened to be like 3 feet away from us, like saying bye to a kid, and she heard it. And she was like, And she was like, "Listen, Dominic, you're the best kid I ever had. And I only marked your card because didn't think it was fair to mark everyone except for yours." I was still crying. That was traumatic for me, okay?
I just thought of something like pretty similar to that, and it's even worse.
The second time it was no, the year after that, third grade, was the only other time I went down to a yellow card. And
Wow, I went down to a yellow card a lot more than you. What is this?
no, I was a goody two shoes. I was scared. I wouldn't even tell on people. I was too scared I'd get called a tattletale.
I thought I was a goody two shoes back then. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but my teacher, Mrs. Sprouse, was the end of the day. I was about to be in the clear. But I was talking to someone in the announcements, and you know what the worst part was? I said, "Hey, Joe, did you hear what the principal just said? I didn't hear." And Miss Press was like, "Dominic, are you talking?" I was like, I don't know how to answer that. She was like, "Your card." I was like, this time it was a lot different, okay, than last year. Over the course of that summer, between second grade and third grade, let me tell you, I grew as a person. Not only did I grow like an inch, I grew mentally, all right? I realized I don't have to be the perfect child because the perfect child in this crap hole is a really low bar. So as I went over there to flip it over to a yellow card, Dude, I felt like the biggest rebel on earth. I was proud of myself. I was like, I'm a bad boy. I'm gonna get all the chicks now, and tomorrow I'm gonna come to school in a leather jacket, and I'm gonna go to the bathroom and do drugs. Because wow. I got a yellow card.
I got a yellow card probably like 10 times more than you out of my card pulling years. I remember one day, literally in the matter of 10 minutes, I pulled my card twice.
That sounds like but, something you would do.
Probably.
What'd you do?
But you're crying because of a card pulling situation. And the teacher was there by you. That reminded me of in fourth grade.
So this is like not even a year before we met.
Yes, this is, yes. We had a sub. Her name was Miss Weed.
That's awesome. No wonder she only subs for elementary kids.
Her name was Miss Weed. Oh, and no one even knew what that was when we were with that age.
Yeah, so which
no
is why cared. She probably only subs for elementary kids.
Oh my god, it was so... Now that I think back on it, it's so funny. Anyway, she was older.
Uh-huh.
And she retired that year and was coming back just to sub for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher that day, her name is Miss Chosik. Honestly, I love her. She gave us homework that day, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the homework, like, in the middle of the day, and we had time at the, kind of, like, near the end of the day to do, well, we had an assignment near the end of the day, but I finished it, so I tried to do the homework that she assigned earlier, and she goes, you're not supposed to be doing your homework if it's at school. It's called homework for a reason.
Uh-huh.
I wanted the ball right there, but I didn't, so I waited till my mom came outside and picked me up, and I bawled right in front of everybody else. But this was a small school, so I mean,
so everyone saw you.
Oh, I started crying, and my mom was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "She didn't let me do my homework." And guess what? Miss Little Weed was standing right there.
She's all like, "Listen, school got out at 4 o'clock. I have a place to be in 20 minutes. All right." Yeah, reminds me of one time in the parking lot.
Something,
it was after school, and my mom, she was walking us out. She's like, "How was school?" We were talking, and you know when your mom is listening to you and not listening to you. You know when your mom's mm-hmm. got her phone up and she's playing Candy Crush. She's a Candy Crush sweat. She's a pro, and she's just saying, "Uh-huh, cool," and stuff. Even though you just mentioned how your friend Susie's dog died. Yeah. Yeah, she was in one of those moods. And I was like, I opened the car door. I was pretty little because I think I still had a car seat. Although I had a car seat till I was in like third grade. So I said, "Whoa, Mom, did you have car seats?" And she was like, "Yep." And she looked in the car about... Like, we were all, like, sitting in the car. She took a minute. She was like, "Wait a minute. This isn't our car."
Oh, my God.
It looked the exact same. I'm like, okay, imagine. 5 minutes ago, you walk out of the car, grab your kids. 5 minutes later, you get back. Imagine, in those 5 minutes... forgetting where you parked, so you go to a different car.
That's bad.
Good job, Mom. And at another time in the school parking lot, this was traumatic, okay? Like, I walked out of this never being, like, I was never the same again, okay? I knew my shoes were untied, but I didn't notice till I was, like, on the road crossing. And this was where, like, parents came to pick up in, like, the pickup line. We were parked. So, I didn't notice till we were in the parking lot. So, I was like, There's a car far away. It's not the, like the closest car is really far away. I'll try to tie it really quick, but I couldn't tie it in time. And somehow, like, I accidentally, like, tied my shoes together or something. I was like,
What?
oh, crap, this car is getting really close. I'm going to get run over and I'm going to die. Oh, God. So I was like, I just stopped it there. And I started running towards our car. I was like, I'm almost in the safe. Then I tripped. The car was still coming. And I looked at my knee. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a huge gash. I've lost at least half of my knee. So I was crying. I was traumatized. The car was coming. My dad was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? The car was nowhere near me, by the way. Like,
that would be me as a parent.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
My dad
me?
was like, seriously, you cut yourself. I still have a scar on my knee from that day, but I'm just saying. It was scary. What else do you have?
I'm out of stories, to be honest.
We've talked a lot about school. Like, what else do you have? You have to have something.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I know thinking isn't exactly your strong suit, but
wow, thanks for that one.
You can do something more recent.
My brain isn't working.
How many times do you think you say that every day?
A lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
You could talk about our algebra teacher.
No, because somebody's going to watch this and then tell her, and then there's just going to be a whole catastrophe.
Dang it, it's a shame we're not going up to the high school in like 6 weeks.
True. We still have to do school for her in a couple weeks. So, or else I would.
To be continued.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. How about
once
this?
We're out of school,
end of the school year, we do a podcast devoted to middle school. So like 6th to 8th grade.
I like it.
Yes. Okay.
Try. Think I cannot. Let me look at like pictures.
Okay. Pictures, because pictures are worth 1,000 words. You know. The other day, I was reading an article about how coronavirus, a symptom is a lack of taste. And I was like, oh God, Mom, you might have coronavirus. And I pointed to her live, laugh, love sign on the wall.
Oh my God.
Also, that's today funny. I was talking about how, like, I wanted to buy GTA. And my mom was like, you know, I used to play GTA. I was like, what? No. You don't know what an Xbox is. You don't know what a video game is. Like,
you're not
the
allowed
last
to know.
Time, the closest thing to a video game you've ever played is Angry Birds back in ancient times when you used slingshot on actual birds. Like, she apparently played GTA with my dad, like, before I was born and stuff. I'm like, Mom, you're never going to hear me say this, but you're pretty cool.
GTA? My gosh. Like, yeah.
Are you seeing any particularly special pictures? Okay.
But we went on a cruise for my mom's birthday. I don't even know how long ago it was. Almost 4 years?
I feel like I remember that or something. Maybe.
Almost 4 years ago.
Maybe.
It was 3 years. We'll just say 3 years ago. And so we went to, I don't even know where it was. We went to, it's like to Mexico, somewhere in Mexico. And we took pictures with these people. And, oh my God, we like still quote this in our family too today. And for some reason, while we're taking the picture, they say, mosquito. Dracula. I'm like, what is happening? I don't even know what else they said. They said something else, but oh, we quote that to this day.
That's funny. I went to Colorado.
Oh, also,
I went to Colorado a few months ago in December. This is hilarious, guys. It's tragic. It's beautiful. It's romantic. It's all of your emotions bottled up into one, like, half a week long trip to Colorado Springs. So, we go there, and on the first day before we can check into the Airbnb, like, we had time to kill, so we went up to a place called Pike's Peak. You can go, like, how far up can you go? It was a while. But it was super snowy, and you know how, I mean, it was, like, here in Kansas, we got an actual snow day, not just an ice day. So, but in Colorado, jeez, it was, but they cut off, like, the last few miles of it, and, on our way up or down or somewhere, we got out of the car to take pictures, and my stepdad starts getting in the trunk. I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna die. He's gonna pull a gun on us. Well, not my stepdad, but, my mom's boyfriend. And we always had a long joke about how he's going to take her out to a cliff to either push her off or propose. It's a 50-50 chance. We went out to the trunk. I was like, oh, we're all gonna die here in Colorado. And he pulled out a present and was like, are you kidding me? That's so, so boring. You guys are boring white people. You can't even, like, do a cool proposal. I'm so mean. And she's like, ooh, I wonder what this is. I guess he'd already, like, asked her what size ring, and she already said, ooh, you should give me this ring when you propose.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's usually still, how it works.
It's like, whatever. But, and she's like, and then he proposes, and I'm like, was that it? I'm like, really? I took a picture. It was low quality because her camera lens was, like, goofed up. And now people blame it on me. When I say people, I mainly mean myself, but that's whatever. And, yeah. And then the next day, we're, like, in Colorado. We're having a blast. And then we go up to, like, this hiking trail over at Garden of the Gods. We were out of the car for maybe 10, 15 minutes tops. And on our way, like, towards the hiking trail, we saw people leaving. And I remember, oh, my God, it happened again. My shoelaces got caught together and I tripped. That's twice in the past 40 minutes, y'all. And I was really mad and, quite frankly, embarrassed. And I remember seeing, like, legs walking past me. I think nothing of it. I'm like, great. This is great. I also just tripped in front of a bunch of strangers that I'll never see again. And they were, like, the only people there. And by the time we got back to our car, I was like, hey, guys, where's my camera bag? And we're like, it's not back here. And she's like, well, it's not up here. Then my sister's like, where's my, and then my mom's fiance at the time, he's like, where's my man purse? And we were like, oh, snap, we got robbed.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
So we got robbed, and we had no way of getting home. Like, in a few days, we had to check out of the Airbnb, but we didn't have enough money for gas to get home. So, all right, well, that car could only seat 5 people. There were 5 of us. So, if we had to sleep in there, that would really suck. And it turns out we got money wired over somehow. I didn't pay attention when they talked to us about it. But we ended up going to Denver on the last day. And we had fun there. We went ice skating, which was fun. And, yeah. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
I remember going to the Garden of the Gods. We went to Colorado for a week, like hiking with family on my dad's side. We did a bunch of random stuff. And I remember hiking in Crocs. Like going up all like at Garden of the Gods, I was in Crocs. And I was like, climbing in Crocs is like the new thing. And I saw this other guy with camo Crocs on, and I was like, bro, he gets it. And I don't remember what he said, but I think he was talking about him in Crocs, too. And this dude was, like, cool, like, long hair, sunglasses.
Probably smokes a ton of weed. It's legal in Colorado. Don't worry.
Probably. Oh, that reminds me of another story after this. Anyway.
Miss Weed. God.
Didn't even like her either.
Anyway, he's talking about something,
and he pointed out how I had Crocs on, and we had a conversation about hiking and Crocs. It was great. But also, that was Garden of the Gods. We went to, I don't even remember where we went. We went somewhere else skiing not too long ago. And we were in Colorado.
You went because we tried to make plans with some other friends, but you were like, no, I'll be in Colorado then. Haha. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So it was just in February. We went skiing. And me and my, it was really dark outside. And my dad and two of his friends were up on the mountain. They were gonna snowboard down. While fireworks were gonna they had like a fireworks show going on. So, and me and my mom didn't want to ski in the dark, so we were like, okay, we're just gonna take the gondola down. And so we're in the gondola. We get in the gondola.
The door closes, and we're the gondola. Just for the viewers listening, what is that? Yeah.
Just for the viewers? Yeah. It's like a ski lift, but it's a big, like, you sit down, and it's like a big dome, and it closes in. Like, it's closed.
Oh, it's a hamster ball for skiing. Got it.
Exactly, yeah. But it's not caged, it's just, like, glass. Okay. Or plastic, I'm not really sure. It's probably glass. So we get in, and the door's shut, and we're like, it was smelt like... It smelled straight up weed. Me and my mom thought we were going to get high from it. Like, I'm not even kidding. Oh my god. It smelled so bad. At least we got to watch the fireworks on the way down, but holy crap. Like, that smelled...
And don't terrible. Ask me how I know this, because reasons, but I'm pretty sure in Colorado you're only allowed to smoke weed in your home, so...
Oh, it was, like, fresh. Like, the dude who just got off had to be smoking it.
Okay, you said... I started talking about weed initially, and you said you thought of another story?
That was it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was, like... That was almost 45 minutes. That was a good conversation there. So, yeah. That about wraps it up. Recap on today. We talked about weed, tripping. I made a few references. I talked a lot about white people.
He made a lot of mean jokes. But when do you not do that?
Only on Wednesdays is when I don't do that. So yeah, that about wraps it up. And if you know me personally, you're not allowed to bring up any embarrassing parts you heard. That's just how it works. And last, but most certainly not least, make sure you don't get anyone pregnant. But if you do, make sure they're hot.